I have no relationship to disclose either. Health literacy is the ability to obtain, process, and understand basic health information and services needed to make appropriate health decisions. The high prevalence of low literacy is well documented. As Jennifer was talking about it earlier, more than 90 million adults have low health literacy, and the prevalence of low health literacy is even more pronounced for Hispanics, especially for immigrants. As the fastest growing ethnic group in the U.S., Hispanics, whose primary language is Spanish, is particularly vulnerable to the consequences of low health literacy. Individuals with low health literacy are more likely to have a lower adherence to their medication and also to their treatment plan. They're more likely to be hospitalized and to be readmitted for hospitalization, are less likely to use health screening services like preventive care for cancer, such as mammography and colonoscopies. They report having poorer health and higher mortality. Recognizing the negative impact of low health literacy, several organizations have recommended that we start screening patients. Screening for low health literacy facilitates patient-centered home and care, and screening is a necessary step to raise the provider awareness about its high prevalence and to encourage the providers to communicate with the patients so they can understand. And if we are able to identify patients who would benefit from provider and system-level strategies, such as more intensive case management or navigation or attention from perhaps mid-level providers, that would facilitate clear communication and improve the health literacy of the population. There are gold standard measures for health literacy, such as the TOFLA, the Test of Functional Health Literacy in Adults, but they are time-intensive, and it's really not feasible to integrate those into the clinics, particularly not in safety net settings who care for the underserved. Single item health literacy measures have been proposed as an alternative, like the three that you see listed up here. How often do you have someone help you read hospital materials? How confident are you filling out medical forms by yourself? And how would you rate your ability to read? These items have been validated in English-speaking patients concurrently enrolled in research studies or seeking care for chronic conditions such as diabetes. But less is known about the ability of these items to identify Spanish-speaking patients with low literacy. So our research goal here is to evaluate the validity of a single item question to screen for low literacy in Spanish and English speakers. So we administered the S-TOFLA as our gold standard, and that's the short test of functional health literacy in adults. So Dallas County is an ideal setting to study low literacy issues because it's the ninth largest county in the United States. It has over 2.4 million people. 23% of this population is composed of immigrants, and they're mostly Hispanics. And they have an uninsured rate of 30%, which is unfortunate. But because past studies have predominantly recruited in clinics serving chronically ill patients whose experience may alter their health literacy level, we purposely chose to recruit from our community. So we have a community research clinic, a registry, and also we have Parkland, which is our safety net hospital, have community clinics, 11 of them scattered out through the Dallas County area. For registry members in our study, we mailed them letters, and then we followed up with phone calls to verify their eligibility. They needed to be able to speak either English or Spanish, no severe cognitive or vision impairment, so we did need them to be able to read, and they had to show some interest. The research assistants contacted almost close to 1,400 people, and 866 participants said yes, that they were going to participate. 655 participants actually completed the S-TOFLA and answered the three literacy questions, along with some additional survey items that we added in there, such as access to care. We also did their immigration status. Time for study completion took about 30 minutes, and we did give them a $10 gift card for completing the study. Our no-show rate was 24%. Demographics such as age and gender, marital status, education, and race were compared for English speakers versus Spanish speakers. Access to care and immigration questions were asked to identify the potential role that they might play in the health literacy. Single item health literacy questions were ordered 1 to 5, had Likert scales on them. We compared the response rates to a single item health literacy question by survey language, and then we calculated the area under the receiver operating characteristic curve and the 95% confidence interval for each single item compared to the S-TOEFLA by language, which is our gold standard. So the next slide, very busy. Can't probably, but I'm going to try to pinpoint some interesting things. The age of distribution for our English-speaking participants was distributed nicely. But for our Spanish speakers, there were more participants in the younger age groups. Between 35 and 49, we got more. Whereas you can see with the English, I'm supposed to be able to use, well, they're actually spread out 33%, 33%, and 32%. Differences between the English and the Spanish speakers were also seen in marital status and education, U.S. born, and if they had insurance coverage. Spanish speakers reported a higher rate of being married or living with someone and completing only grade school and some high school, or not being in the United States and being uninsured. As mentioned in the prior slides, the S-TOEFLA is a 36-item reading assessment tool that takes about 5 to 7 minutes for completion, and the possible scores go up from 0 to 36. We use this health literacy question as a comparison for all the other single items that we had. And among the 638 participants, the prevalence rate of inadequate health literacy was 10.5%. And that would be in your first column, right under all participants. But when we stratified by language, we found that for the English speakers, the rate of inadequate health literacy was 2.8, and for Spanish speakers it was 18.5%. This is another busy slide. For the self-rated reading ability, 2.8% of the English-speaking population reported their reading ability as either very poor or poor, whereas 1.6% of the Spanish-speaking participants reported their reading ability as either very poor or poor. For the self-reported health literacy questions, 3.7% of the English speakers and 4.5% of the Spanish speakers reported not at all or a little bit confident in filling out medical forms. And for the how often do you have someone help you read question, 7.4% of the English speakers reported always or often, compared to only 2.5% of the Spanish speakers. So we calculated the receiver operating characteristic curves, which plots the sensitivity versus 1 minus the specificity. And areas under the ROC curve, the AROC, were used to compare the overall performance of the screening question. So an AROC curve of 1 would indicate to us that the question was predicts perfection every time. And an AROC curve that is 0.5 says that it's no discrimination and it's no better than chance. So we're looking for scores that are going to be obviously above 0.5 and as close to 1. We stratified the sample by language and used the S-TOEFLA as our comparison. And for English speakers, the AROC curve of 3 for the 3 screening questions detected the inadequate health literacy range from 0.66 to 0.77. And I'm right there, you can see where the red arrow is pointing to. How confident are you at filling medical forms by yourself? Perform the best. The AROC curve of 0.77 is consistent with previous results that were published by Chu in 2004 and 2008 for the same question. Now, we found for Spanish speakers, the AROC of the 3 screening questions for detecting the inadequate health literacy range from 0.65 to 0.76. with how do you rate your ability to read performing the best. The question, need help reading, didn't perform as well for us as it had for previous studies, which included Spanish speakers. So Garcia's study was one, and they reported an AROC curve of 0.79, but Sarkar was one that was done here at UCSF, and they reported 6.68, and we calculated 0.65, so that was concurrent. So our results confirm that findings from previous studies conducted with English-speaking participants, the health literacy question of how confident are you filling out medical forms by yourself identifies individuals with inadequate health literacy moderately well. We were not able to confirm these findings with our Spanish-speaking participants. The self-rated reading question, how would you rate your ability to read, identified individuals with inadequate health literacy moderately well. We expected, though, that the how confident question would perform better as it had been reported in the literature. But there are limitations to our study. One limitation is our response rate for the lower threshold of all three questions was low. Our sample size wasn't particularly large. We did have 638, but some of the other studies did have them up in the thousands. S-TOFLA is one of the gold standards used to measure health literacy, but perhaps it's missing some other aspects that we would like to, that would make a better tool. It is missing how people access or understand health. The health literacy model, as is published by the Institute of Medicine, it depicts multiple intervention points which can affect health literacy and ultimately affect the health outcomes and healthcare cost. With the concept of health literacy expanding to include technology tools we have for information seeking, decision making, and problem solving, critical thinking and communication along with social media, it's important to understand how all of this plays into health literacy. And obviously, we're thinking, what is our next goal? What do we want to do with our next step? We've talked about, since we are in, we work in Dallas with a SafeNet population, that we'd like to integrate this into the electronic medical records that would then alert the physicians or the mid-level providers what their patient's literacy level is. And perhaps then they'd have an opportunity to change their delivery of their message and meet the patient at where they're at. I would like to thank the faculty that I work at UT Southwestern with, along with all the wonderful staff also. Thank you.